Morning, Tuttles.
Bum, bum. Who else is in here?
Hi,
BP. Who else?
BP 49. Hi,
Eric. Hi, Tom. Good morning. What's your belly full of this morning, BP? Something yummy, I'm sure.
Welcome, everybody, to the Old Man's Podcast Show with Tim, Joe, and Eric, coming to you live from across the United States of America. From Georgia.
Oh. No?
Swing it up to Colorado. Colorado.
Yeah, that place.
And then finishing the trip to the west into the state of Washington. Welcome, everybody. Good to see you.
Hi, Don. Hi, Ryan.
Hi,
thanks
Don.
Thanks for tuning in to the live show. We appreciate everybody. Don, thanks for getting the notice out for us this morning at 15 to 4. Thank you, sir. Thank you.
Thank you, Don. You're awesome.
If you're listening to us on the download through any of the platforms available, thank you for listening to the download. We appreciate it. Remember to hit that follow button and become a member of the Old Man Podcast Pod People. Bum, bum, bum.
Eric, are you sick? You sound different.
I just woke up a short time ago. I just haven't had coffee yet.
Oh, okay.
Eric, get that coffee going, buddy.
Yeah,
I will
hear it in a minute. Oh, BP, it kind of looks like mashed potatoes. If there's potatoes there, so I'm not sure. What is that?
I'm making coffee. Anybody want coffee?
Looks good.
I'm having a cup of coffee. Does anybody?
I would love nothing more than to walk into a restaurant and have the guy do that, yelling, "Hey, who needs coffee? Who wants coffee here?"
That guy in that video, he looks like, I know he's on TV and stuff, and I didn't know that, but he looks just like Lewis's sister's husband.
Yeah.
Bella. It's crazy. Hi, Brina, birthday girl. Hi, Mr. A. Hi.
Brina, birthday girl.
Yes.
Hi, Ralph. We gotta say happy birthday.
Brina, this is for you. Ready? One, a two, a three. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Brina. We love you.
We love you, girl. Happy birthday.
Happy birthday, Brina.
Hi, Jess. Hi, Crazy Kyle. Hi, Andy Prince. Hi, Only Crazy Lady. Woo!
Happy birthday, Brina, from the Old Man's Drunken Sailor Choir. Hello, hello. Welcome to the show.
Good morning, everybody.
Yeah, good morning. Good morning. Great morning it is. Good times. Hey, you know, we were talking here a while back about those old drugstores that used to have the
ice cream counters.
Yeah, but not just ice cream. They do burgers and all that stuff.
Yeah, like a little yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I for the life of me can't remember the name of that, but we called it, yeah. It's a snack counter or a counter where you could go and sit down and eat. Well, I saw somebody sent a menu from a Woolworths.
Hi, Spanky.
F.W. Woolworths.
Yes,
company.
Woolworths, way back in the day. I remember, I don't know, I just remember being tight, little.
Yeah.
And my grandma taking us there, but we were little.
Exactly. And you could go there, you know, a little lunch counter. That's what they called them, lunch counters.
And they had the little tiny stools that you sat on that were silver, and they would cushion on the top, and then they spun around. Yeah.
Little bar stool, yeah. And you'd spin around, and you'd get in trouble. Stop spinning in the chair.
Yeah.
If you don't sit still, I'm taking you out of here.
That was a grandma thing. Hey, Brina, I know. I remember my grandma has taken us there. We'd sit there and get an ice cream. Yep.
Now, there's no, excuse me, there's no date on this menu. Hmm. So I don't know, but I figure it's got to be early 60s. It'd have to be early 60s. But anyway, a hamburger platter. You can get a hamburger platter, quarter pound jumbo all beef hamburger. With a toasted bun, tomato slice on lettuce or coleslaw, and French fried potatoes, 55 cents. There you go. And then they had the Frankfurter dinner, Two grilled Frankfurters, Heinz baked beans, coleslaw, a slice of buttered bread, 50 cents. Yeah, baby.
Wow.
A grilled ham and egg platter, ham with scrambled eggs and French fried potatoes, slice of buttered bread, 60 cents. And then they had what they called the triple decker or club sandwiches. Bacon and tomato was a choice, baked ham and American cheese, baked ham and tomato, all 45, 50 cents. Grilled sandwiches, grilled jumbo ham on bun. Grilled old English cheese and bacon, 50 cents for that baby.
Wow.
Grilled old English cheese and tomato.
Old English. What's the old English?
I have no idea what they mean by I have no idea.
That's better. Fancy.
And then they had your typical sandwiches. A ham sandwich cost you 30 cents.
Okay.
Egg salad, 25 cents.
That's what it is, Spanky.
You could get a typical American cheese sandwich for 25 cents a quarter, or you could get the old lettuce and tomato for 20 cents. Nice. Yeah. At the bottom of the menu, it says Woolworth coffee, always good. Yeah. Oh, let's see. You could have an individual portion, Spanish rice or macaroni Creole? Creole? What's that?
Yeah.
With sliced butter bread for 35 cents.
Oh. You know what else? Hi, Dominique. Welcome. What else I remember, too, besides them taking us there, they would always take us to those cafeterias. Like, when I grew up in California, and we lived in West Covina, there was the West Covina Mall, and before there was this huge cafeteria there, and I can't remember the name of it. And you would just go there and you'd get your little cafeteria, get your little, you know, tray with all its little sections, and you go down the little line. I want some of that. I want some of that. I want some of that. And that, like, I don't remember how you pay.
Was that early style buffet eating, maybe?
Kind of, but it was, it was like a cafeteria. There was people back there, and they served you. You didn't
like
serve
a lunch
yourself.
Room, like a school
lunchroom. Like a big, huge school lunchroom.
Man,
yeah,
I do
it
not.
It was old. It was my grandparents who took us there. And then when they took us there, and they met their older friends there. And then they had all us little kids at the table, and then they sat with their little friends, and we got to eat our food. Hi, Elijah.
Oh, yeah.
Welcome.
Hi, Elijah Lewis. Thanks for joining. Yeah, those were good times when we were kids. Yeah. Big Penny, did I already mention this? Big Penny and her friend Jim went on a little road trip, and they went to Salt Lake City, Utah, because I was born in Utah. I was born in Salt Lake City, Utah. And so they went to Salt Lake City, Utah, and they went to our grandparents' house. It's still there. So they went there. I mean, it's changed. They've kind of, you know, they've changed it up a bit, but the house is still there. And Big Penny said they also went to Sunset City, Utah, and saw the house, went and visited the house that we all grew up in Sunset City, Utah. It's still there. She says that it still has that fake rock fiberglass siding on the front of the, on the front of the house. And it's funny, when she said that, I remember when they did that to the house. I couldn't have been, man, I don't know what, 5 years old, I guess. But it jogged my memory, and I remember them, my dad and his buddies, and that putting that siding on the side of the house. And then I remember he had a carpenter come out, and they enclosed the carport into a garage. You know, so they put up a wall, and then they put the door in there. And I remember it like it was yesterday. The guy, the carpenter doing the work, he was using a circular saw, and it slipped and he cut his thumb. He didn't cut it off, but he cut it pretty nasty cut. Mm. And he was just an old gruff looking guy, you know, in the white overalls. Oh, God, smoking like a stubby cigar. Hey, oh, geez, look at this. Oh, geez, I cut myself. Oh, gee, all right. Hey, hand me that can of turpentine there. You know, it's like, so he takes a can of turpentine, takes the lid off, sticks his whole thumb in the turpentine can, turns it upside down, and he goes, oh, yeah, that feels good. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. And he wraps it up. He goes, it'll be all right. Let's just keep working here. And I remember as a little kid just looking at him, my eyes bugging and my jaw dropped going, oh, my God. This man is my new hero. Funny things you remember when you're kids. Yeah, Utah. Utah, baby. Utah.
Gotcha.
That's good times. But like that, you know, you stop and think about little things that trigger memories like that.
Hello, man.
Like Welcome. That cafeteria thing. You know, like that cafeteria thing.
Yeah, I totally haven't thought of that in forever.
I know.
But I remember loving going there because, you know, my mom was a single mom of five kids. We never used to go out. And, you know, I tell her never to call me at this time, and she always calls me at this time. I tell her, Callie, I'm going to be on a pot. I should answer and tell her yeah, you're in timeout. Man, Callie, no, I can't do that to her. She'll get embarrassed. But I always tell her, don't do that. Don't call me. I'm on the podcast. And she always calls me. She did it yesterday. Huh. Oh, she can't remember. Anyway, now I lost train of thought.
Oh, you're talking about just doing stuff with your parents. I mean, doing it.
Yeah. And oh, yeah, we weren't able to do that. So when my grandma, that was like a treat, she would take us because we got to pick out whatever we wanted. You know, there's this huge line of food and we got to pick out what we wanted and pick out what dessert we wanted. So, oh my gosh. You know what? You are getting on my nerves. What is wrong with you?
Hello. Hello.
Oh, I'm hanging up on you. Don't make me hang up on you.
I already hung up on you.
Oh my gosh.
Couldn't resist. I couldn't
Hi,
resist.
Marty.
Your I had to call you.
Great calling.
That was funny. That was
Hi,
funny.
Hi, Chris. Good to see you.
I don't remember much hanging around with my grandparents because I don't know. I just don't know. I remember going over to my great grandma Wozab's house when I was a little kid, and you walk into her house and she had all the furniture was wrapped in that thick plastic.
Yeah. You slide off of it. Whoop.
And I remember going in her house, and she didn't speak any English. I don't know. They were, I don't know. Where were they from? Czechoslovakia, maybe? I don't know, but they didn't speak any English. And I do remember when we got there, my mom would say, okay, look, don't touch anything in that house. Don't you touch anything. Don't get into stuff. Just stand there and be quiet. You know, I mean, it was like, whoa.
That was my Aunt Lucille's house. Yeah, she had the one room that, and I don't know why she, I think I know why, because my uncle was a photographer, but why everything was white. Everything was white and then covered in plastic. So then they would take pictures in there, but nobody was allowed to go in there. She literally had it roped off. Nobody was allowed to go into that room. I was like, man, all right.
Yeah. Yeah. It was funny. And so I only remember that part of her house. I don't remember anything else about the house, but standing there in the living room. And I do remember she had these little candy bowls on the tables. Yeah,
little glass candy bowls.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
And the candy was like, I mean, it was rock hard.
Hard. Yes. See, it was all an older thing. Hi, Jack. Welcome. They Hi, all Chris. Had the glass, and they were all pretty little glass candy jars, and they all had that hard candy that could stay in there and just, yes, are the ribbon candy Tittles? Yes. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And she'd bring, yeah, and then or she, and then she must have knew we were coming because she'd bring out these little cookies. And I know she, you know, in those, she didn't buy those cookies. She made those cookies, you know, she made them. And they were kind of bland. I do remember them being bland. You know, you think cookies, all right, a nice sweet tweet treat. And it's like, nah, they were more like a biscuit, you know, not a cookie, more like a little biscuit. And I do remember that. And I do remember going to my grandma's house and basically the same thing. My mom's mom, don't touch anything. Yeah. And I mean, my mom's younger brother, my uncle David, was still living there. You know, my mom and her sister Elaine had all got married and moved out. And so we're walking in there, and again, too, plastic on the furniture, very clean, everything in its spot, its place. You know, you just touch anything, you'd had to go outside and play. And I remember going outside in their backyard, and I remember they had a beautiful garden. I mean, beautiful flowers, nice plush grass, trees growing, well kept, well groomed. You know, it was just a lot of fun going out there and playing. You know, it was just nice. You know, very colorful, very fun. But in the house, I made the mistake of one day of walking into my Uncle David's bedroom. What are you doing in here? Don't be coming.
Did all this turn into Spinky and Scooter show? I thought for a second there.
Man,
yeah,
I tell you what.
Don't get into the yeah.
Yeah, and I vaguely remember my mom coming to my rescue. Oh, David, come on! He's just a little kid. He ain't gonna hurt anything in your room. You know, big sister went after her little brother. You know, protecting her cub. You know, so.
That's funny.
I remember going to my Aunt Elaine's house. It was her and my Uncle Paul.
Welcome.
He was a teacher. R-W-N. He was a professor, a teacher at BYU. My Uncle Paul was. I think he taught English, something. I don't know. But anyway, we went to their house, and they had a beautiful, split level house. And, you know, it was just nice outside. You go inside, it looked like a grenade went off. You know, I mean, it's just, everything's a mess. It's just like our house. You know, everything's a mess. It's just around, you know, it's just, but she had like three kids too, you know, and we're playing, and we're a little bit older, and we're running off the patio into the backyard, but it was like a story up because it was a split level house. So the ground level in the front was the second story in the back. And so we'd get on that patio and we'd run and see how far we could jump out into the backyard off that deck. You know, it was a lot of fun. And Uncle Paul would be in there banging away on the piano, playing all kinds of fun music and that stuff, and just going crazy. And I remember my mom, I heard my mom saying, Elaine, why don't you clean this house? This house is a mess. Now, my mom used to liked a nice, neat house herself, you know. And that's one thing she always had us kids do, was clean the house and keep everything nice and neat. But I remember this to this day. My Aunt Elaine said, oh, come on, Bev. My house, at least my house, looks lived in. And it was like, oh, whoa. And I thought, man, I'm going to use that on my mom next time my mom tells me I have to clean my room. Come on, old man, clean your room. Yeah, she called me the old man too. Come on, clean your room, old man. It's all dirty. Oh, come on, mom. At least it looks lived in. Nope. That was the worst thing I could have said to my mom.
Smack.
Smack.
It wasn't called child abuse back then. It was called talking back.
Yeah.
Now go sit over there and think about what you did.
No, it was now get up and clean your room.
True.
Yeah, Dita Joe, I grew up, and you kind of grew up in the era where cutting your eyes was a slapping. You cut your eyes at your parents, you got a whipping.
Oh, that was, yeah.
That was considered back talk.
It's called a Will Smith, Ralph said. Yeah, bam.
Yeah, we had
these women were tougher than Will Smith. I can slap harder than Will Smith.
I bet you could too.
Oh yeah, I could. You should see my little muscles I'm growing. He said they were little. He said, oh, look at your little peanuts. I said, peanuts? I said, that's a little boulder right there. He goes, you're right, boulder. That's a boulder.
A little boulder.
Like,
oh,
that's not a peanut. A little what? I know. I'm like, look at my guns. I got some guns, man.
You're going to have to post some pictures. Give us a gun show.
I know. I have my little boxer shorts. I know. I need a video photographer to come and take my video of me making a little spoof.
At the gym or you've got one.
No, I need to. No, the people.
His name's Aaron.
No, he like focuses on something else, and then all of a sudden, all my hard work is like, where did that go? Wait a minute, you were filming that over there. I'm over here. Like,
that's funny.
No.
I'll come be your video.
Ralph, my foot's doing good. My two toes. There's one that's definitely, you can see the little bone on the side you could see that it's broken. The other one next to it, I think something might have been a little crushed in there. By the way, it wasn't 10 pounds. It was 20 pounds that I put on my foot. So yeah, it's doing good. It's doing good.
As the bruising subsided, has it
yeah, stopped? It's you know how it turns green. Yeah. No, I dropped a 20-pound kettlebell on my foot. So, they're just taped up. The two are taped together because they don't. That's all that they do. You know, she said I can send you.
There's not much you can do with a broken toe.
She said I can send you to go get it X-rayed, but I can see right now. Look right here. The bone is right here. It shouldn't be right there. Just tape it up. So, yeah, but it's doing good. Thank you for asking. It's doing much better.
Doesn't hurt walking and all that stuff. It's getting beyond.
It does. Towards the end of the day, sometimes it'll throb.
Okay.
But it's all right. I'm still at it and doing it. I haven't let it stop me yet.
No, because you're a go-getter. Mm. You're a go-getter, Dina Jo. Go get it, man. Go get it.
What did he call me? A meathead? You're coming to meathead. I'm like, what?
What?
I'm a meathead. What?
Who said that? Your trainer?
Yeah.
Oh, you should have said, I'm going to meathead. I'm going to give you a meathead upside your head here, buddy.
Oh, that's what they call it. That's what the workout dudes that are hardcore that, you know, meetup, I guess. I guess that's what they call them. Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
There's other names too. Yeah.
Man. Whoa. So you've got your little boxer shorts.
Yeah, they're, you know, boxing, like, boom, boom. You remember I had got him because of the whole intro song and stuff? And
yeah. I used to say you're going to buy some, and you got some, yeah.
And they're really cute.
Cute boxer shorts. Okay.
They are. Because they're
And what do you wear? Do you wear
girls
you wear,
out there boxing, boom, boom.
Do you wear a tank top? Do you wear a tank top, or do you wear the old man's T-shirt you got?
No, I'm going to wear a tank top. Like I'm gonna wear something. So I'll have clothes on.
You're gonna look like a little
WWE.
I was gonna say you need to have somebody wrap your hands like a UFC fighter. Wrap your hands, you know. Put some gloves on like that. Yeah.
Get a little image. Yeah.
Yeah.
Dye my hair pink.
No.
No, that's too hard to get out.
But put your Karate Kid headband on. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Entrance song. Oh yeah, she has an entrance song.
I have two, kind of.
Well, what's your other one?
Ralph made me one.
What happened to that?
What happened to what?
The one that you said Ralph made. Did I ever see that? Did I ever get that one?
I don't know, but I chew them up and spin them out. That's what I do. Mm-hmm.
Let's see. What's that? What's the name of that? What's the name of that
Hi,
song?
Hi, Salt Blue Sister. Confidence.
Confidence.
Good to see you. Good morning.
Okay, everybody. This is Dina Jo's. This is Dina Jo's entrance song. No, with the words.
Oh, yeah.
This is the with the words. Yeah, this is just a little bit of her song with the words. Are you ready? Here we go. Oh,
that's not it.
We all have a spot of confidence, but sometimes it's hard to see.
Yeah,
we
that's me.
Oops, sorry.
I'm skipping. Woo!
That's the wrong one. I did that on purpose. Here it is, Dina Jo's confidence song.
Bam, bam, bam.
And this is by Demi
Lovato.
Lovato. This is the video.
It's time for me to take it.
Dina Jo's workout song right here, baby.
To come to play. I used to hold my freak back. Now I'm letting go. I make my own choice. Bitch, I run the show. So leave the lights on.
Demi Lovato, Confidence. That's a great song. Yeah. We were talking about theme songs here a long time ago, and then she goes, I got a theme song. This is it.
Hi, Moochow.
And when I played it, it was like, oh, yeah, that's it. So that's the, you know, the version with the words. And we use it for the intro for her music show. but with that, the one we use in the music show for the music show is the karaoke version where there's no words. No words.
We still need one for Mr. Eric.
Yeah. Yeah, Eric, we need a theme song for you, Eric. Think about it. Tell us what you want to be. I you know, I do vaguely remember you sending it to me, Ralph. I do. I don't know what I did with it.
Hi, Eric.
Oh, man.
Oh, Ralph sent him the song?
He sent me the song. Yeah, your theme.
Yeah, but he does.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's pretty awesome.
I don't remember it. Yeah,
because
good stuff.
He sounds like he'd be at the WWE saying it. It does. It like gets me going. I love it.
I like these things that are called shower thoughts. They're the things
that,
well, you know, you're taking a shower and you're just in there, you know, cleaning up.
Oh, shower.
Shower. Shower. Shower. Shower thoughts.
Damn.
And here's one.
Thinking about everything I got to do.
Yeah, here's one for you. When you say forward. Are you?
I'm listening. I was saying hi to Flying Ham.
I know. I had to get my snorting in there too. Hey, when you say the word forward or back, your lips actually move in those directions.
What?
When you say forward or back, your lips.
Who's sitting thinking about that?
Yeah, but have you tried it? Try it.
Forward, back. I'd have to look in the mirror. How do I know if my lips are going
the same way? You just can't feel how your lips are moving?
Forward, back. No. You have to look at it.
Oh, for crying out loud.
You have to see what you're doing. I don't know, Eric, what you might have... but we didn't... Did you get locked out of here or some other profile? I hope
That's a different Eric.
My brain hurts too. Forward or back? Can you tell how your lips are going? Forward, back.
Forward.
No. Forward, back. No. Forward. I disagree.
Spanky says he just dislocated his lips.
I disagree. I don't feel them going the same way.
Eric Green's in the chat. Hi, Eric Green. Good to see you. Let's see. That was the one that caught my eye. I thought it was pretty interesting. Yeah. Now, how many people are in there? Obviously Spanky did. Spanky tried it because he dislocated his lips.
I was trying it and it doesn't feel like forward, back. it doesn't feel like they're going the same way. It feels like they're going kind of totally different. Bye, Crazy Kyle. Have a good day.
Run, Crazy Kyle. Run as fast
run,
as you can.
Run, Crazy Kyle. Run from the insaneness. Be safe out there.
Dina Joe's gone crazy.
You asked me to try it, and I tried it, and I'm just being honest. Gosh.
That's not all you're being. Hey,
oh man.
Oh, man. Oh, let's see. Oh, this is another one I saw that I thought was interesting. You know, we always have the Olympics every 4 years. We have the Olympics, the Summer Olympics, and the Winter Olympics and everything. The Olympics should have a fun four or for fun, a for fun section or events at the end. The Olympics should have a for fun event at the end for all the games so all the athletes can try different sports. Yeah. Yeah. So, you know, all your all your sprinters should go out there and try, playing basketball or something. I don't know. Everybody could just say, hey, I want to do that. That looks fun. And they could do that. Forget it. You're not. All right. Just that's it. Forget it.
Pig calling contest. Cat calling.
Never mind.
I'm still filling my lips and seeing because you're giving me a hard time saying I was just being ornery with you when I was being forward. My whole face is moving a different way.
You got a bathroom right there. Run in and look in the mirror real quick.
I can tell you when I go forward, my lips are going more like a puckering forward.
I know that's
when
that,
I go back. Ow. When I go backward, my lips are going back. My whole, like I have a smiley face. Backwards.
Ladies and gentlemen, she just proved what I was saying. There you go. Thank you, Dina.
Thank you. Hi, Tigray.
That's what I was talking about. Thank you. Thank you very much.
What? You said, I know, Ralph. I'm confused too. What is he talking about? Seriously.
Thank you, guys,
the tip jar is coming around. Thank you.
You guys just leave me no choice. Yeah. Oh, that wasn't even loud enough. Was that loud enough? That wasn't loud enough.
Yes, it was loud enough. Grammy always says it's too loud.
No. This is how it's supposed to sound. Baby, there you go. Woo. Like you're at the event.
Well, I know like Podbean has got like app updates available, and I noticed the audio sounds a little bit more crisp and louder than what we've been normally used to hearing.
Yeah, they went through some kind of update.
I don't know if anybody else has noticed it.
Well, you sound different.
Eric, you sound different.
You sound different. Okay, so it's not just me hearing it. I mean, you don't sound bad. You just sound different, and I don't know what it is. Maybe it is a little crisper. I don't know.
Flying Ham wants it louder. He wants it even louder.
No. Yeah. BKDDSJS.
Spanky.
Spanky, behave now.
Spanky.
You be nice to my Eric.
I guess that's a joke he's making about Podbean's update.
Oh, okay.
Well, and I know we've been missing Spanky and Scooter on a couple of days this week, but hopefully they'll be back on tomorrow and Saturday if nothing has changed, unless they are trying to retool the show up to where it'd be more enjoyable for us.
Yeah.
How could it be more enjoyable?
Flying Ham saying he doesn't see us up on the call. Isn't that weird?
Oh, that
really?
I don't know if he's got an app update or not.
Yeah, that's strange.
I don't know. All I know is I ain't touching nothing. I took a big chance.
We're not going to have a repeat of Monday. That's for sure.
I took a big chance calling Dina Joe, but it worked. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Ralph William is on the line.
Hey, what's going on, guys? I'm just here to refill your cups. Hey, Dana Joe.
Thank you, Ralph. You're so kind.
There you go, old man. I know you like a big one.
Yeah, thanks, buddy. Thanks. Oh. Hey, Ralph, do me a favor.
Yes, sir.
I want you to send me your mailing address so I can send you.
Hi, John Gale. Good to see you.
So I can send you. I got some Black Rifle coffee I want to send you.
Ooh, all right,
buddy. Do you have a means of grinding your own beans?
No, but I could get one.
Okay,
you know, that's what
I'll send you. I'm going to send you a thing of and they're whole beans. So later on when you think of it, give me your mailing address and I'll send you off a thing of Black Rifle coffee.
Ralph,
I'm surprised we haven't gotten a
sponsor grinder.
No, I should, because I'm lazy. I love coffee, but I'm lazy.
Oh man, you should taste it when you grind it. Well, like even if you grind it the night before, you know, just for your pot or however much you make, it's so much of a difference.
Yeah, I'm surprised you don't grind your own coffee either, Ralph, because you can grind it extra coarse or you can grind it extra fine. I mean, you find which one.
Hi,
gives
Coltrane. Good to you see find you. Find which
one gives you the best flavor, and then you grind it. Yeah. I love grinding my own coffee.
And it smells.
Yeah, I'm gonna have to try that out. Especially, well,
you can get it.
I still haven't tried the salt thing.
That's just a little bit. But you can get a very inexpensive one just to get the grounds when he sends it to you, and get a cheap grinder for under.
Hey, if you got a blender, all you need is a blender. Just use a blender.
That's I do have a blender. I have one of those small little Ninja ones. I could probably use that.
That'll work. You're welcome.
But I tried that salt thing, and it did. I thought it was going to make the coffee kind of gross, but it didn't.
How much did you put in?
I put I used kosher salt, and kosher salt you can get away with using more than your normal table salt. So I just reached in with my two fingers and my thumb, grabbed a pinch of that salt, and then just sprinkled it in a full mug of coffee. So that's
hi, AJFJ.
See you, Spanky.
How I made
see you, Spanky. Welcome, AJ.
Bye, Spanky. Have a good day.
Did you can you get a vision of how much salt that is?
Sure. Yeah, I'll try.
I just did a pinch of just regular salt, but it's mine was a sea salt, but it's mine was just like, you know, table it's grinded already like table salt. I just use a pinch.
Yeah.
I have you know the salt that we see in a lot of houses, and I also have the one that you turn the grinder. I think it's Himalayan salt.
Could use either one. Hi, Big Dave. Good to see you.
Ralph, I'm surprised that you have the regular table salt, the iodine.
Yeah, I don't have
right.
Yeah, that's that one. That's really
not good for you.
I'm surprised you have it.
I don't. I barely use it. The family uses it, but how bad is it?
Bad for you? If you have a Costco one, you can go get the sea salt that's already grinded up just like that table salt. And it's like three something for this big thing of it, and just switch all their salt. It's really not good for you at all.
Interesting.
I think it's the way it's processed or something like that. But
yeah.
And then plus two. Now, like I said, we use kosher salt.
Yeah.
Sometimes Grammy buys sea salt, but I like the kosher salt, and to me, you don't have to be. Like with the iodine salt, when you go to put that on, man, you can oversalt stuff real fast, but not with this kosher salt. It just, you just put it on, and then I need a little more. You put a little more, but it just doesn't salt stuff as much. And then plus two, I got hooked on it, Ralph, by watching all the cooking shows on the Food Channel. That seems like all those people use. They don't use iodine salt. They use sea salt or kosher salt. Yeah. Yeah, man.
Yeah, and I've been seeing, and when I used to be on TikTok, I used to see this. What's up, Seals? I used to see these, one of the cooker, you know, whatever, you cook guys on TikTok use like this electric machine that grinds like the salt and pepper. It kind of glows like seems like a, I don't know why I brought that up, but it's all fancy now. It's all fancy stuff now. But okay, I'm done.
I don't know why you don't. Why don't we ever combine the salt and the pepper? Well, because sometimes you want to salt it, but you don't want to pepper.
Yeah, you don't want a lot of salt or pepper. You want to do it separately.
Well, see, I'm the same way with my pepper. I'm the same way with my black pepper. I like to grind my own pepper. I don't like to use the pepper that's in the things that you buy, the little salt and pepper combo things. No, I like to buy the peppercorns, and I like to put it in and grind it myself.
Yeah, but I always, every time I hear a recipe, they always calls for salt and pepper. Like, I don't know. It seems like they go hand in hand together, no? Or am I,
yeah,
am I out of the league in this? Yeah. I don't know.
Yeah, they do.
Usually.
Did you know, Ralph, that pepper is good for you, though? Pepper is. Pepper it's good is for really your good. Digestive system.
And it's also good when you mix it with turmeric. It it brings out the extra absolutely. Extra the, helpful qualities.
Curcumin.
Curcumin,
what is that? Well, yes, it brings that out. You curcumin. Have to, yes, if you get that, exactly.
When you're mixing black pepper with your turmeric?
Yes, yeah. Black pepper, you have to, it brings out that, it's C-U-R.
Yeah, it's the curcumin. It's curcumin. Yes.
you know what I'm talking about.
It helps the body absorb it more, where you can get it more into your system.
Really?
You use black pepper, yeah.
It's curcumin.
Oh, yeah.
Curcumin.
You see that. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, hold your lips. See how it looks like in the mirror. No, I'm just kidding.
No. You stop it.
That is too funny right there. That is too funny.
So what? Well, I'm still trying to get clarification. So you're saying that you're able by saying those words, it looks the same backwards either way, or it's the same?
No. Using those words. When you say forward, your lips go forward. They protrude out. Like Dina Jo said, like you're trying to give a kiss forward.
Right.
And when you say back, your lips pull back. They pull back.
Okay. I thought you were saying that. That they looked the same when you said
that's what I thought you were saying too.
Oh,
they look the same.
We thought you were saying your lips look the same when you say forward or backwards.
Your lips look like the word you're saying.
Got you.
Back.
Okay.
Now, let's see.
It only took about 30 minutes.
43 minutes. Well,
at least you're there with me, buddy, and it wasn't there by myself.
Yes. I need to go back to school or something. Pay attention.
Let's go, Ralph. We'll both go school along with our coffee.
Let's go to night school. Yeah.
When the president, they see.
What?
Sorry.
Do that again, Ralph. I was talking.
That was a bad clip.
When me president, they see.
Yeah.
They see.
I was looking for a different clip, but yeah. Anyway. Thank you guys for having me, man. I just wanted to come up here and say hello and keep on going. It's a good show.
Ralph,
you got two minutes.
You are always welcome to come in the show anytime, buddy. Yep. You know that. We love you to death, buddy.
Thank you, guys.
All right, everybody. Ralph William. Check out the Ralph William podcast. Give him a listen to. He's on in the mornings before us.
And WESN Epic
Go
Strategy Network.
He is the proprietor of the WESN Epic Strategies Network. Check him out. Download that app for your phones, and so you
that's
can
how we help friends out. People is doing things like that, and if you listen to a radio, you might as well give him a try. I mean, there's provocative conversation on there, along with music of all types, right?
Right, right. And check him out. He's going through a fundraiser drive right now because that kind of costs Ralph a little bit to keep that radio station going. And so if you can go there and, throw a little $5 his way, five, 10, you know, 20, whatever you can. I mean, just any little bit helps, you know, help promote his radio station. We here on the Old Man's Podcast with Dina Jo and Eric, we are supporters of the show. And, I don't know, Dina Jo and Eric, I don't know if you know, but I donate stuff in your name. So there you go.
Well, now I do.
Yeah.
Well, you know, I've been hearing on a couple different radio stations in the car, something that they're trying, that Congress is trying to pass, so that radio stations have to pay, or they have to do something, and they're just saying keep radio alive. And I'm kind of thinking the same thing. Well, he's, you know, Ralph's our friend, and he's trying to do something, and there's all kinds of different music types on there, and there's even talk. You know, it's not,
yeah,
it's not
exactly
live. It's not live, correct?
Hi, Doss.
I mean, you can't call in there live, as far as I understand, right?
No, but he does have a way of doing, and I think he has done live shows. I think Coffee with RW, he has done a couple of live shows
on
in
there.
On the WBSN, yeah.
All right, great. But yeah, you can listen to all different kinds of stuff, and there's it tells you what time the different shows are on, so you can go on there and check it out.
You can go to the webpage, the WESN, Epic Strategies Network's webpage. You can go to that, or it's but if you get the app, you can listen to it anytime. And it's free. The app is free.
Yeah.
The app is free. Not like this. This segment. This segment costs the old man quite a bit right here.
Oh.
Are you ready?
I am.
Me too. It's time for Dina Jo to take control.
Hey, Solar Flare.
Thanks for presenting music history. Sharing information on artists and their music.
Thank you, guys.
Here she is, Dina Jo. You see the comments?
Yes, I know. Okay. Yeah, now we're moving on to Thursday, May 19th. Love songs that are kind of creepy. Okay, so we'll get you going there. I'll read a little bit of the lyrics and go into it, and then we'll play the song. So number one on our list today is going to be the song "Run for Your Life" by the Beatles, and here are the lyrics. "Well, I'd rather see you dead, little girl, than be with another man. You better keep your head, little girl, or you won't know where I am. You better run for your life if you can, little girl. Hide your head in the sand, little girl. Catch you with another man, that's the end, little girl." Oh, phew. All right. It's hard to say anything negative about the Beatles, but obsessive claims in a love song can hardly be considered romantic. Possessive and threatening, a murder, not romantic. "Run for Your Life" is off their 1965 album, Rubber Soul. Here are the Beatles with "Run for Your Life." Oh, and the music's joyful.
Oh, yeah. Happy music.
"I'd rather see you dead, little girl, than to be with another man."
Wait, what?
"Better keep your head, little girl, I won't know where I am. You better run for your life if you can, little girl. Hide your head in the sand, little
run
girl.
For your life.
Catch you with another man, that's the end of little girl."
I know. It does sound like a beat. I agree. All right, moving on to our next creepy song. It's going to be "Bleeding Love" by Leona Lewis. "But I don't care what you say, I'm in love with you. They try to pull me away, but they don't know the truth. My heart's crippled by the vein that keeps you closing. You cut me open and I keep bleeding, bleeding, keep bleeding, bleeding love." All right. The song starts with Leona Lewis explaining that she can be in several bad relationships, leading to her current one. "Despite feeling like she found the one, everyone around her is trying to break them up. Listen to your friends, girlfriend. Bleeding Love is off her Spirit album." Here is Leona Love with "Bleeding Love."
Leona Lewis.
Oh, yeah. Lewis. I had all too many loves in there.
Yeah.
Only I should have practiced the songs. I don't really know half of them.
Well, and this lady owes her career to Simon Cowell of American Idol fame.
Once or twice was enough, and it was all in vain. Time starts to pass before you know it, you're frozen. But something happened for the very first time with you. My heart melted to the ground, found something true. And everyone's looking round, thinking I'm going crazy. Oh, but I don't care what they say, I'm in love with you. They try to pull me away.
Bye, Ryan. Sorry I ran you away. Have a good day.
See you, Ryan.
Aww, we'll see you tomorrow. All right. Number three on our list of creepy songs is going to be 6 Feet Under by Billie Eilish. I've never heard this song before, but here goes the lyrics. Our love is 6 feet under. I can't help but wonder if our grave was watered by the rain. Would roses bloom? Could roses bloom again? Retrace my lips, erase your touch. It's too much for me. Blow away like the smoke in the air. How can you die so carelessly? Love in a Graveyard is the new twist on a love story by Billie Eilish. Managed to make a creepy love song incredibly catchy. 6 Feet Under is off the 6 Feet Under debut album. Here is Billie Eilish with 6 Feet Under.
How I lost myself again, but I remember.
You know the guy that played Dexter? I can't remember his name. But before there was Dexter, he starred in a TV series called 6 Feet Under.
Oh, I remember that.
Michael C. Hall.
Yeah, it's about a family, and they have a business. They're morticians, a funeral home. That's a pretty good series. Check that out. If you like Dexter, you'll like him in 6 Feet Under.
By the rain, good roses bloom. Good roses bloom again.
6 Feet Under, Billy.
She does have a pretty voice, Marty.
Oh, she does, yeah. Billie Eilish?
Eilish? I think it's Eilish.
It's pronounced Eilish.
Okay, good.
Thanks, Eric.
Thank you, Eric. All right. I do know the song, but I don't remember how it starts off. Okay. It's Creep for our creepy songs out there. Creep by Radiohead. When you were here before, couldn't look you in the eye. You're just like an angel. Your skin makes me cry. You float like a feather in a beautiful world. I wish you were special. You're so blinkin' special. But I'm a creep. I'm a weirdo. What in the hell am I doing here? I don't belong here. Those are the words from Creep, the title of the song that lives up to its hype. Something good is creep. Not quite right in this relationship, and we're thinking the singer hit the nail right on the head. He's a weirdo. It appeared in their debut studio album, Pablo Honey. Here's Radiohead with Creep. I know, I do too, Mr. Stills. I couldn't remember how it went. Oh, I'm sorry, Marty. I can't make anybody happy this week. I'm sorry.
Oh, you're doing fine.
When you were here before, couldn't look you in the eye. You're just like an angel.
Hi, Ashton.
Skin makes me
cry. MBA, DM, MSK. Hi, girl.
You float like
this is Creep by Radiohead.
In a beautiful
world. Okay. I wish I was special. You're so blank and special. But I'm a creep. I'm a weirdo. What the hell am I doing here? That's how it goes.
Why am I playing these songs? That's a good.
Well, it's that explicit. I can't sing that on this show. You can sing it on
yeah,
this
I know,
show.
I know. Yeah,
no, I was talking to DeGray.
Right, DeGray.
All right, number five. And this one really, too, I mean, they kind of get you. I mean, with the catchiness of the tunes, and you're just kind of singing along, and sometimes you could think, whoa, what did I just sing there?
Yeah,
you know what I
exactly.
mean? Because you're like, exactly. I didn't listen to the words of those songs until...
Like yeah, you're singing along, and then all of a sudden you go, wait, what?
Yeah. And I remember seeing the video of this one, and I was like, whoa. Okay, and it's called, and I love these guys, Maroon 5, and the song is called Animals. Here's the lyrics. Baby, I'm preying on you tonight. Hunt you down, eat you alive. Maybe think you can hide. I can smell your scent for miles. Mm-hmm. The popular Maroon 5 song is catchy, but it also shows a very dark and negative side to love. The video starts with the woman in
Hannibal Lecter.
Yes, it's a meat house where Levine's character works. She leaves, he follows her, stalks her. The music video was heavily panned to critics and been condemned for dehumanizing women and glamorizing violence. And that's what we should kind of say about all of these. They all are kind of creepy songs. Like I'm saying, I don't know. Animals is off the Studio 5 Maroon 5 album. Here is Animals. We do not.
Baby, I'm praying on you tonight. Hunt you down, eat you alive. Just like animals, animals, like animals. Maybe you think.
Everybody say hi to Brina. Happy birthday.
Happy birthday. And then they
mask
their lyrics by having happy music.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It's very catchy and like I'm going to get a little bit on the other side of you.
You like a drug that's killing me. I cut you out entirely. Animal. So how on the other side of you.
Okay, number six is Blurred Lines by Robin Thicke featuring T.I. and Pharrell Williams. The lyrics, I know you want it, you're a good girl, yeah, yeah, yeah. Can't let it get you past me, oh yeah. You're far from plastic, all right. Talk about getting blasted, I hate those blurred lines, I know you. Okay. Well. Anyway. That is the lyrics of Blurred Lines. And these guys got in trouble for this song. And it was with Marvin Gaye's family put out a legal dispute and I can't remember, was it the music? It says the song became the subject of a bitter legal dispute with the family of American singer Marvin Gaye. And Bridgeport Music, who argued the song infringed on copyrights of Gaye's 1977 single, Gotta Give It Up to You. So we'll have to listen. William and Thicke were found liable to copyright infringement by federal jury in March of 2015, and Gaye was awarded posthumously songwriting credits based on the royalties pledged to his estate. Blurred Lines is off the Blurred Line album. Again, Robin Thicke featuring T.I. and Pharrell Williams.
I have never heard Robin Thicke sing until this.
Everybody get up.
Yeah, see right there, that sounds like.
Everybody, hey, hey.
That's supposed to sound like a Marvin Gaye song?
Yeah, if you bring up that song.
To me.
I don't even know what the song is. What I'm trying to
say. Gotta give it love.
That must be Robin Thicke right there. But you're
an animal. Yeah. Baby, it's in your nature. Just let me liberate you. You don't need no papers. That man is not your maker.
You know when he's singing, he sounds like his dad, Alan Thicke. He was that actor that played in that one
Growing Pains.
Growing Pains show. Thanks, Eric. Yeah.
That's right. Taylor Swift. yeah, they're saying the song is Gotta Give It Up by Marvin Gaye. That the I think it's that very, especially that first part of the music, that it sounds like it.
Okay. All right.
But you know what? I mean, can't they say that about everything? Bye, AJFJ. Have a
good
day.
I know. That's what we've said that before in the show. I mean with as much music's out there, you're sure to hear something.
This sounds.
Sounds like it. Yeah.
Close. Similar. Yeah. All right. Well, just as the name of this kind of sounds. Number 7, Father Figure by George Michael. I will be your father figure. Put your tiny hand in mine. I will
this song
be
was
your
always
preacher,
creepy.
Teacher, anything you have in mind. I will be your father figure. Had I had enough of a crime, I will be the one you love till the end of time. Daddy issues much, huh?
Yeah, well, really.
Number 1, George Michael hit. Sounds like a run-of-the-mill love song until you hear about putting a tiny hand in mine. That definitely sets off the alarms, which only gets worse when he sings, "Sometimes love can be mistaken for a crime." Father Figure is off his debut album, Faith. Here is George Michael with Father Figure.
This song has always creeped me out.
Yeah. And I love George Michael's.
Musically, it's a melody. It's a good song.
Until you listen to the words. Yeah. Exactly. That's what I was just saying to Marty. You know, a lot of them, the music is just great.
I mean, the music's great. The rhythm section and all that. Yeah, it's good balance, good sound, good tone. And his voice, like you said, I like his voice. I've always liked that.
I've always liked him, even from Wham. That was
But when this one came out, it was like, wait, what?
What did he just say?
What's going on here?
Let me rewind that.
What did he say? All right, that's it. It's just creeping me out, man. I gotta
listen.
George
Michael's
father figure. Yeah, I mean, I can't even. I just don't like listening to it. I mean, I wish he'd come out with different lyrics, you know, because I love this song. Anyway, thanks, Tina Joe. This is a
You're
good
welcome.
Start. So we have some more tomorrow, right?
Yes, we have some more tomorrow. And you guys.
Easy crowd, easy.
Yeah, settle down. Thank you so much. Thank you, Marty. Thanks, guys. I'm going to next week start off with one day I'm doing the Alice Cooper for Dawn. Then the next day I was going to do some parody songs. So the next 3 days I'm trying to find different things to do, or else I'll just do this day in music history. Unless you all want to pop in a little bit of suggestions in there, pop, 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 and I will write them down and see what I can find. So yep. I have 3 days open. So if you guys have anything that you want to hear, they're on there. He's the parody on the parody day. I'll be putting some of him in there. Unless you want a whole day of Weird Al.
Yeah, that would be fun.
Because he has a lot of Dr. Demento's in there too. I have him
a whole
in there
show
too,
of a whole show
parody
of
songs.
Weird Al songs would be great. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. But I have some other Dr. Demento is in there and a few other guys. But
yeah.
Hi, Tasha.
Oh, that'd
welcome.
Be fine. Yeah. I thought of something. Oh, you know what I thought of? Here's an idea, Dina Jo. Songs by people who are from their solo career.
I know. Mr.
That used to be in a band like Lionel Richie, you know, when he was in the Commodores. I was listening to another one The Miracles. I was listening to some music by The Miracles for the Motown Soul and Rhythm and Blues show that's on WESN on Saturdays. I was listening
welcome,
to The Miracles.
Welcome.
And then it's like, this is before Smokey Robinson became Smokey Robinson and the Miracles. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You know, they were a good group, the Miracles. And then all of a sudden he decided he's going to be himself. what? And like the Supremes. The Supremes, yeah, they're a good group. And then all of a sudden, Diana Ross decides, nope, I'm going to be myself. You know, you're yourself, but you still have backup singers. That don't make any sense, you know. You throw your band away just to be solo. And another
I
one
love
is...
love Justin Timberlake. He's bringing sexy back.
Another one is Tom Jones. Tom Jones was in a band, and they were famous in around England and Wales and all that stuff. And then he decided to ban, you know, just go cut away from his band and go do a solo career, and it just left people all ticked off. Hey, Tuttles, what's going on, man?
Hey, everybody.
Hi, can Tuttles. Okay? Yeah.
Hey, Tuttles.
That's my most said line on Podbeam. Can you hear me?
Yeah, exactly.
Like Paul from the Verizon commercials. I remember that.
I almost do it for a joke now. I was just wondering if I could have a second to talk about tonight's show.
Yeah, because yes, please do. Go ahead. Your show comes before Friday, so go right ahead.
Yeah, tonight, 10:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, the episode tonight is called The Mighty Giants. A lot of people don't know, but every week I actually invite a celebrity guest to come onto the panel, but most weeks they always just ignore me. Well, this week it all worked out good. I have a legit giant expert calling in tonight. His name is Sal, and he's actually a legit giant. He comes in at 7 feet tall, and at his prime, he was 550 pounds. He's one of the world's top 12 biggest professional wrestlers of all time. Whoa. He was an ECW Tag Team Champion. He's been all around the world as a professional wrestler. But he happens to be an expert on giants because he was working on a Discovery Show documentary. He has agreed to come on tonight's show, and he will be there on our panel.
Well, nice. There you go. That sounds interesting.
All right. Yeah. That'll be great.
Oh, so wow. Sir, Mr. Steele's Big Sal Graziano.
Big Sal Graziano. Yeah, so that sounds fun. And it's what time is it again?
10:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
10:30 Eastern.
I'm nervous.
it'll be fun.
Hi, Mr. Big. Great time. Oh, you'll
so
do say,
fine. So he was six. So he was 7 foot. He's 7 foot. How tall was Andre the Giant?
Hi, Mr. Big.
I don't know, because they actually
Welcome
he was
back,
such
Eric
a
Green.
Mythical person that they always over exaggerated how tall he was.
Uh-huh.
And he peaked around 1989, and then after that he actually started getting shorter and shorter.
Huh.
So I don't actually know what Andre the Giant's height was, but Big Sal would be close to his size in his later years, I would say. Like, Big Sal was such a big,
the
great, solid,
they're
wide
saying
guy.
7.4.
Instead of diving off the top ropes, Big Sal would stand there, and his partner, Vito, would actually jump off of his shoulders to do their team's finishing move.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, wow.
The one thing, these guys, they're so big. The one thing that gets me, Tuttles, is their hands. Their mitts. Good grief, those things. I mean, their hands are just huge. They're unbelievable. I remember when I was in high school, I was a high school wrestler, and I wrestled at the 185 weight class, and we went to the University of Arizona for a week of training with the University of Arizona's wrestling squad. My coach was a friend of their coach. So we're there, and we're doing a round robin, wrestling in the center of the mat. And their heavyweight was out there. And it was my turn to go out there and wrestle with this guy. I have never seen somebody personally as big as this guy was. This guy grabs my arm, and his hand engulfed my forearm entirely. I looked at, he grabbed me, and I looked, and I'm thinking, Mama, Mama, help me. This guy was huge. So these guys with their big old hands, that just amazes me.
This guy's amazing. He sent me a picture of him. He's huge. Huge.
Oh, geez.
Yeah, like the other people standing around Big Sal in that one picture that I just sent you, DJ, is they're about 6 feet two. So,
Oh, geez.
God, he's huge.
But he's a legit expert on giants. Like, he's been around and done, like, giant fossil hunting type things. And
oh, that's
stuff
amazing.
Like that too, right? So. It's just kind of neat that he's an actual legit giant who knows a lot about real giants.
That'd be an awesome. That sounds like a fun show. So it's tonight, 10:30 Eastern time. The name of the podcast again?
Talk Hard TCB.
Talk Hard awesome.
Where's Cubella? Pop in the chat real quick, Cube, so that people can snap, click on you and follow you.
Click her icon and click for the follow button on her since she's the lead host of it.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's on Cubella's channel. I'm not sure if she's on right now because she.
Here she's on the call.
There she is, right there. But when she gets in the chat, guys,
hey guys, sorry, click on her profile. Thanks for that, Dina Joe.
You're very welcome. Then you can give her a follow and everybody. Because if you follow Tuttles, you can follow him. He's a great guy. But you're not going to get to the show. Well, you can, but follow Q, you'll get there. You'll get the invite that they're on.
Okay, so check him out.
You guys all there. Yep. Thank you very much for having me out.
Yeah, for sure.
Oh, you're welcome. You're welcome. And Cubella, thanks for stopping in too. So
thank you, Q. Who got beat up in Arizona?
Tomorrow's Plug Your Podcast Friday for you come on in and plug your podcast. Give yourself a plug, tell people when your show is going to be on, what day, what time, and see if we can't help generate some people
coming your way.
Another thing too is if you guys are on Twitter, with your podcast, check out Podcast Overlord because they'll help make your footprint bigger in Twitter by designing and posting posts for you. So check them out. That's Podcast Overlord on Twitter. Check them out. Go to their website, overlordshop.com/store, and see what else they have to offer because they do a lot more than just helping podcasters. And we've used them for a couple of months, and they really get your name out there. Check them out. So, there you go. Oh, there it is. Don's got a little thing there. Only $6.95 a month. That's the best $7 you can pay right there.
Yeah, they've helped us a lot. They really have.
Yeah. One thing they do for the Old Man's Podcast Show with Dina, Joe, and Eric is 15 minutes before our show, before our live show, every morning, Monday through Friday, Overlord Services puts out a tweet and says, "We are coming on in 15 minutes. Join the show." Now you think, oh, well, that's all right. I mean, sure. Yeah. But they've got over 13,000 followers that they tweet out to. So, you know, 13,000 tweets. I mean, 13,000 people are getting a notice that we're coming on, you know. So it's great. It's great. All right. Hey, we got to get out of here.
I know.
Yeah. Well, we are a little early, but if you've got to get out of here.
No, I was getting ready. I know.
You scared me. You just Dina Joe and I are in contact all the way through the show, and she's yelling at me all the time. Telling me what to do and bossing me around.
That happens.
Hey, are you going to play my theme song yet or what? Come on, old man.
Move your lips. At least Ralph was there with me and he didn't understand what you were talking about.
What the heck are you talking about with your lips?
Now I totally understand what you're talking about. I'm like, what are you talking about?
She goes, that does it. I quit. I'm going to go join the Gray Show.
I just go, wait. I kept moving my lips. Whoa. No, it doesn't work that way.
That's so funny.
Oh, my God.
Man. We're out of here.
Yes.
Thanks, everybody, for tuning in and enjoying the show. We had a blast. Hope you had a blast. It's Thursday. Friday's tomorrow. Then you know what comes after Friday? The weekend, baby. Neanderthal Gardner. You always come in at the end of our show. Oh, man. It's always so good to see you, but you come in at the last. Oh, man. Oh, so anyway, get out there and have a good day. Have some fun. Get out and do some things you enjoy. Start getting ready for Friday, and then Friday gets here, start getting ready for the weekend. Nice. Eric, you got some shows coming up?
Well, I know coming up on Podbean today, I know sometime in the next 15, 20 minutes, be on lookout for the Gray Area and be on lookout for Milk Dog, Jeff Moore, and Solid Ruth's sister this afternoon. And primetime tonight, you've got Low Standards and Pores, and that'll be followed up by Andy Schechter and Cubella and Tuttles' Talk Hard Show. And you have other friends like Michael J. Steele and more friends coming up in primetime. And then Ralph should be back tomorrow morning, hopefully. And then we're back with our Plug Your Podcast Friday show tomorrow. So we hope to see you there. And then John Gale and Frankie D are on tomorrow, along with This Swap Doesn't Lie. And hopefully the Friday edition of the Beans and Weenie show, if nothing changes. Make it a great rest of your day, everybody.
Great. Thanks, Eric.
And happy birthday to you, Brina.
Happy birthday, Brina. Have a great day and have a lot of fun. And
have a good time at Milk Dogs, Brina.
Eat some cake, man. Eat some cake. Oh, man. Hey, look, you saw Podcast Overlord. $7, man. Just $7 a month. And yeah. They can do all for you what they do for us. I mean, look into them. Give them a shout out. Check them out. Check out these people with podcasts. Give them a follow. Show your support, follow up, and invite people to listen to their shows. It's all about having fun and just getting out there and having a good time. That's what it's all about. People know what it's all about. Check out the WESN Epic Strategies Network. I've got a couple of music shows on there myself. I've got the Old Man's Blues Show. I've got the Sunday Morning Classical Music Show. I've got the WESN's Motown Soul and R&B Music Show.
Turning into the Old Man. Turn it into the Old Man station.
I'm just going to keep going until Raph says, that's enough, old man. That's enough. You can't do no more. Oh, my. And now a final word from the real president and CEO of the Old Man's Podcast Show, Dina Jones.
Be the reason someone smiles today. Let your smile change the world, but don't let the world change your smile. Thanks so much for being here, you guys. We love you. Thanks for putting up with my kind of poemish singing, I guess. Thanks for putting up with me. I love you guys. It's so much fun. You make my day. I really appreciate you guys putting a smile on my face. Have a good rest of your day. See you around Podbean. Bye.
Thanks, boss.
You're welcome.
Dina Anytime. Jones.
Anytime.
Thanks for joining us. Don't forget to tune in tomorrow, 7 a.m. Pacific time. We'll be here live, ready to go. Our music's done. We're out of here. Have a great day, everybody.
Love you. God bless you. Bye. See you on Podbean.
Later, Gators.